How'd you find out about the trade, and I guess the B part, the impact of it for you?
Yeah, well, I found out I was just, we played at 7:30 that night, so I was actually sleeping in the afternoon, and I didn't really think anything of it. Woke up, didn't even check my phone. My phone was on silent, and eventually when I checked it, you know, I had a plethora of text messages and phone calls, so that's how I found out. And yeah, I mean, the impact on it is it's awesome. It's great to come to an organization like this that you know, has been very successful this year, and it seems like an awesome group of guys. They each one of them went out of their way to, you know, say welcome to the team and everything. So yeah, impact so far has been so good.
You're a Western Canadian kid. The impact of that, just getting a little bit closer to home. You haven't played close to home since, I think, junior, correct?
Yeah, no, even in junior, I was still in the United States, so it made things kind of difficult for people to come visit. But, yeah, one step closer, one step you know, closer to seeing my family and having them come down and watch a couple of games. So, yeah, Western Canada has always been in my heart and is moving a couple steps closer.
Where was the travel day like, or when was the traveling taking place, and what kind of day was that like?
Yeah, yesterday was it was pretty crazy, actually. I mean, I had maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to actually pack up my stuff and get out of town there and hop on a plane. So, you know, I tried to get a direct flight here, and I was here by 9, 10 o'clock last night. So it wasn't too bad, but, you know, it always is kind of just a whirlwind to you know, realize that you've been traded and you have to leave ASAP. You don't get to say bye to anybody or anything.
Where do you see yourself fitting in here?
Honestly, I haven't put much thought into it. You know, you come to an organization like this that's been successful in the players that they have right now, and you know, you have some injuries and some guys that aren't feeling well. So I came with a positive mindset that I'll slot in wherever needed, and that's kind of just how I'm looking at it. I'll work hard until the opportunity comes, and you know, if it's now, if it's later, it doesn't really matter to me. I kind of know the drill, and I know, you know, the impact that I'm going to need to make once I do get in the lineup, and that's just kind of how I'm doing moving forward.
Sorry to answer, but to go from the rough season that was happening in Montreal, the team as a whole, to a team that we see here as being able to make potentially a deep run in the playoffs, kind of exciting?
Exciting is definitely an understatement. It's a whole different mindset for sure, you know, being in a team that we had in Montreal and you know, kind of it being pretty disappointing, and the mood around the room, the atmosphere was kind of, you know, nobody likes losing, and you're all competitive athletes in the room, so it was a little bit tough. And then, you know, you come in here and everybody's running through the door to introduce themselves, and they're happy and excited and everything's going great. So yeah, it's a whole different mindset, but it is, you know, like I said, it's an understatement to say it's exciting.
When you're moving to a new market, what are the things that you kind of latch on to try and help yourself get comfortable in a new situation?
I think just, you know, it does help that I'm familiar with the situation of you know, coming to a new organization and trying to fit in and you know, be a positive impact. I think it's just, you know, it's an important thing to be a good teammate and to just be positive all the time and have the attitude that, you know, you'll do whatever wherever's needed. So I think that's kind of the ground rules that I keep to myself, is just, you know, try and be a good teammate and stay positive about whatever task you have at hand, whether it, you know, means you have to sit out a couple games and you know, skate pretty hard after practice, or you know, you get slotted in right away. It just, it's kind of just is what it is, and you live hour to hour in that kind of situation. So that's just kind of what I try and do.
You may have not been overly familiar because of spending your time in the East, but what was your perception of this Jets team before you came here?
You know, I've seen so many highlights of these guys, and they play so fast and play hard, and they're tough and physical, and it's kind of just the ideal hockey team in the West here, is that, you know, everything's a fast pace, hard hitting, you know, high offensive, really gritty defensive kind of game. It's, you know, they have all the pieces of the puzzle, and you know, for me to come in here and try and match that is what I'm going to do the best of my ability, and I think they really are kind of the ideal team in the West for sure.
Thank you.